Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Kepler. Batting second. The shortstop, Jorge Polanco. Batting third. The designated hitter, Nelson Cruz. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Marwin Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Luis Arraez. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jonathan Schoop. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jason Castro. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jake Cave. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Byron Buxton. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jake Odorizzi. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The center fielder, Oscar Mercado. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting sixth. The designated hitter, Bobby Bradley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jake Bowers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Greg Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Trevor Bauer. And now, play ball. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kepler hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Polanco hits a fly ball, base hit into center field. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Cruz is on with a walk. Polanco moves to second. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez strikes out swinging. One out. Luis Arraez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Arraez hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Polanco moves to third. Cruz moves to second. Jonathan Schoop is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Schoop strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Castro hits a ground ball towards second. Kipnis throws to second to get Arraez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Oscar Mercado is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mercado hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santana hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Santana is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jake Cave is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cave hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buxton hits a fly ball towards center. Mercado makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kepler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kepler hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Polanco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Cruz is on with a walk. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis hits a fly ball towards left. Cave makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Bobby Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bowers hits a fly ball towards left. Cave makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ariz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ariz hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Mercado is there and makes the catch. One out. Jonathan Schoop is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Schoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Schoop hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Perez makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. Castro strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Perez is out. One out. Greg Allen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Allen hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lindor hits a ground ball to first. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jake Cave batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cave is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Cave is on with a walk. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Buxton is 0-for-1 in the game. Buxton strikes out swinging. One out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kepler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Kepler strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polanco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Polanco strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Mercado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mercado is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercado hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Mercado is out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana softly hits a ground ball towards first. Gonzalez fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 1 in the game. Kipnis hits a fly ball towards left. Cave makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Cruz softly hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Cruz is out. 1 out. Marwin Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ariz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ariz hits a line drive towards center. Mercado makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jonathan Schoop is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Schoop strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a pop-up beyond second. Schoop gets back and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Bradley is on with a walk. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowers hits a ground ball towards short. Polanco has it and steps on second to get the force on Bradley. Bowers is on first. 2 outs. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 0 for 2 in the game. Castro strikes out swinging. 1 out. Jake Cave is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cave is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cave strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buxton is 0 for 2 in the game. Buxton hits a line drive towards right. Allen is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen is hit by the pitch. Allen is on first. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lindor hits a line drive deep towards left. Cave makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Oscar Mercado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mercado is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Mercado is on with a walk. Allen moves to second. Ryne Harper replaces Jake Odorizzi as pitcher. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a fly ball towards center. Buxton makes the catch for the out. Allen moves to third. 2 outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. Kipnis strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tyler Olson replaces Trevor Bauer as pitcher. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kepler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Kepler strikes out swinging. 1 out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Polanco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Polanco hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Tyler Clippard replaces Tyler Olson as pitcher. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cruz strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tyler Duffy replaces Ryan Harper as pitcher. Jose Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive deep towards right. Kepler is there to make the catch. 1 out. Bobby Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bradley hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowers hits a fly ball towards left. Cave makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Blake Parker replaces Tyler Duffy as pitcher. Jordan Luplow pinch hits for Greg Allen batting 9th. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a fly ball, foul, near the right field line. Kepler is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jordan Luplow moves from pinch hitter to right fielder. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ariz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ariz hits a ball towards first. Santana can't make the play in time. Ariz gets a base hit. Jonathan Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0 for 3 in the game. Shoup hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Ariz moves to second. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 3 in the game. Castro bunts in front of the plate. Clippard scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. Ariz moves to third. Shoup moves to second. 1 out. Jake Cave batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cave is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cave hits a ground ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Cave is safe at second with a double. Ariz scores. Shoup scores. It's 5-2, Twins. AJ Cole replaces Tyler Clippard as pitcher. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buxton is 0 for 3 in the game. Buxton hits a pop-up beyond second. Kipnis gets back and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepler is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Kepler hits a fly ball towards center. Mercado makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lindor strikes out swinging. One out. Oscar Mercado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercado is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mercado hits a fly ball towards center. Buxton makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 3 in the game. Santana strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polanco is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Polanco hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cruz hits a ground ball towards third. Ramirez has it, but juggles the ball. Cruz reaches on the error. Polanco moves to third. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball towards left. Bowers makes the catch for the out. Polanco scores. That's a sacrifice fly. One out. It's 6-2, Twins. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ariz is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ariz hits a fly ball towards center. Mercado makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonathan Schoop is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schoop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Schoop strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Taylor Rogers replaces Blake Parker as pitcher. Miguel Sano replaces Byron Buxton as first baseman batting 9th. Marwin Gonzalez moves from first base. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0 for 3 in the game. And to left fielder. Max Kepler moves from right fielder to center fielder. Jake Cave moves from left fielder to right fielder. Kipnis hits a fly ball towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Ramirez is out. 2 outs. Bobby Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.